Alrighty, so this is what I notice. These are some bits from my personal philosophy. They may or may not totally overlap with Neville. I really don't care. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I am not a Neville Goddard expert. I love when people say that about me. Oh, he's an expert in the works of Neville Goddard. No, he's not. What I am is I'm an expert in my life. I just happen to have found a fellow that I can relate to, whose writings describe what I perceive, and they actually help me examine what I do a little bit more systematically. See, maybe you noticed Neville gave over 400 lectures. I've been told the number's actually closer to 6 or 7, but who am I to say? But over, let's assume he did 500 talks and call it a day, right? And yes, he gave some free ones away, and he charged, and he made some damn good money if you look at the dollars he charged in today's dollars and the size of audience that he had, right? Think more like Tony Robbins, right? So here's the deal, guys. From what I can tell, we came here not to keep calm. And I notice so many people are trying to do what I call keep calm manifesting. In other words, I'll hit the lottery and things will calm down. I'll have my soulmate, my special partner, my ex back, and things will calm down. I will have $10,000 in the bank and things will calm down. And I'm not a fan of calming down. I am a fan of making waves. See, really take a look at this stuff, because Neville says what we are is essentially the Elohim, the one that makes up, or the many that make up the one. Okay, your awareness of being is God. You don't have to align yourself with Source. You are what gives life. And it's these tiny little things where, when you play enough, you begin to notice this. And you may even get to experience what Neville called the promise, but I'm not going to go into that here. Believe me, that is a very real series of experiences. But I want you to get this. You came here to make waves. You came here to enjoy giving life to your desires. That includes the desire to wake up. But meanwhile, one of your options is to judge. Oh, I'm better than you because I do not eat meat. Oh, I am better than you because I do not seek wealth. Oh, I am better than you because, well, guess what? Neville enjoyed wealth. He enjoyed meat. He enjoyed liquor. I can guarantee he enjoyed sex because he had 2 kids. Right? I suspect he enjoyed it more than twice. But I want you to get this. You came here to experience your wishes fulfilled and to know imagination. You see, Neville says we came here for a divine purpose, and I totally agree with this. We came here to know imagination. In other words, to know who we are and how this works. And you're not going to get this, as far as I can tell, if you're avoiding your desires. Because I get a couple kinds of emails that tell me people are avoiding desires. Well, I no longer truly want anything of this world. All right, so why are you emailing me? Well, I want some help with, well, you want some help. That's of this world. Next. Right, what are you emailing me on? Oh, you got an iPhone. Cool. Well, guess what? Send it to me. Oh, but I enjoy it. Yeah. For God's sake. Notice you have desires and give life to them, whatever they are. And here's the thing. Spiritual desires versus earthly desires, that's a war you don't need. Whatever your desires are. And by the way, you'll notice that you have a lot more than you probably notice you have. If you notice, you secretly have doubts. Pretty much everybody does. They secretly doubt they can have what they want, so they ignore that they desire things. Right? I don't desire money. I just want donations to keep me going. See, that's a typical quote-unquote church thing. See, Neville charged for lectures. He didn't charge for all of them, but he charged for enough. Right? Made some good money. He didn't collect tithes. He didn't believe in guilting people into money. All right, come in and give me a tithe. No, he said, look, here's the cost of the lecture. Here's the cost of a lecture series. Right? Study. You'll find where he says he charged. And this is the other thing. Don't be afraid of being worldly. It cannot possibly get in the way of you being spiritual. And it just might be the path in which you notice who you are and how this works. It just might be how you actually discover the pattern within you that Neville talks about. Give life to your desires. Remember, out of the blue, while Neville was in the whole process of this stuff, he had this desire to go to Barbados. He also had another desire to come home. Different trip, couldn't get tickets. He had a desire to give his brothers opera tickets to a sold-out show. He desired for his friend to have $250,000 or $350,000. I think that was in the 50s. That's worth like well over $1 million now. See, but his desires, as far as I can tell, he discovered how to have desires without having them become cravings. You get it? I desire to have fun with my wife, but I don't crave her. I desire to do fantastic in business, but I don't long for it. I love when I teach workshops and we get 12 people here for a little private event or many more for something bigger. But I don't make it about you. I make it about me having had a great time and me enjoying your feedbacks, your successes. I got to clear my throat. Hold on. Let this be all about you and the waves that you make, and you won't have to seek calm or peace or an escape from the world. I talk to so many people and they tell me I want to travel. And I tell them I can relate in a way because I want adventure. And the thing is, I have adventure every single day and I can travel. But you get, travel is about out there. Feel free to do it if that's what you long for. But I suspect what you truly desire is adventure. You get, even this podcast for me is an adventure. I get to discover, you know, there's about 7 things I want to give you. In a typical podcast, there's 4 to 7 goodie bits that I want to get out, that I want you to have, because all I want is more playtime and more playmates. But here's the deal. I get to have an adventure of doing a podcast and notice how they weave together. So one more. I made a little video for the Dream Driven Day folks the other day because I went to the pool. Let me take a sip of coffee. Damn, that's good. So I went to the pool the other day and there's this older lady there. She's got a little dog, actually a couple little dogs. One of them's name is Jack-Jack. And Jack-Jack's a little demon. He doesn't put up with any shit, which is great around Emmett and Bruce, right? So I'm talking to her and she says, like, what do you do? Do you work? Are you semi-retired? Because I'm told I look like I'm in my early 40s. I just got complimented by a fellow the other day. I think he was hitting on me. Cool, right? Hey, I'll take a compliment from anyone. So I tend to be told I look like I'm in my early 40s. And when a woman says to me, are you semi-retired? Because it doesn't appear that I work. I've got a lot of free time. I've divorced time from dollars. Right? Built a life where I have systems in place where I can have impact, make decent incomes, and not have to be a slave to any time, any kind of routine. Well, time clock. I've got lots of yummy routines. But she asks me if I'm semi-retired, and I realize that's it. I've won. I get to win bigger now. But yeah, I have created a life where I appear to be semi-retired. I do a lot of play every day. We do little podcasts and shows and quote-unquote customer service, answering questions, setting up the next show. I mean, but that's all fun. And I do it with someone that I love, from a place that I adore. And this is all I want for you. And for you to come on down. Meanwhile, from what I can tell, it's really easy to get semi-retired if you imagine what works and if you use the tools. See, I didn't imagine up a life where I calm. I imagined up a life where I get to fully express me and my zaniness and both my worldly and spiritual adventures. And here we are. Alrighty, so if you got gold, let me know. There's at least 7 little bits in here that'll rock your world. Again, this is just a little bit from my personal philosophy and experience. I'm not a Neville Goddard expert. I know a lot of his work because I can relate to it very well. And it's funny because sometimes when people put up things which are derivatives of Neville's work, well, I added this in or I pulled this out to make it easier. And a buddy of mine did this the other day. And it's like, nah, that ain't right. There's something missing there. There's something off. And sure enough, I look it up because it's off with me. There's the thing. It's like, no. Someone with Neville's experience wouldn't say it that way. Big key. Alrighty, guys, visit us at freeneville.com. If you got some gold from this, get on that 221 email list. You'll see a box there. Put in your details, click on the confirmation link we send you. Usually it shows up in your inbox. It may show up in promotions or junk mail, depending upon your email settings. But the 221 email list at freeneville.com, that's pseudo-random goodness. Like this podcast, just something, whatever's on my mind, that's what I send out. Meanwhile, if you want something really cool and structured, takes about 15 to 25 minutes a day to rock your world, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Over 85% of our success stories come from there, and I've got like 5 or 10 times what we've published that I just don't get around to publishing. So that's ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Give up a donut, change your life. And meanwhile, thanks for listening, and we really appreciate your ideas and your questions for the shows and for the podcasts. And I'm going to get ready and take them dogs to the dog park. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.